Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride. Oh, yeah.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, proudly brought to you by Aunt Jemima Pancake Syrup and Mix. What better way to get your day started than a big old hot plate of buttermilk pancakes and Aunt Jemima syrup? So anyway, welcome to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this very well may be one of the most politically incorrect programs in America. And we take great pride in that. And I hope you take great pride in being politically incorrect. Because, folks, the country's gone plumb nuts. Slap crazy. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, just a few moments ago, and we are efforting this audio even as we speak, so we'll play it a little bit later this hour. There is, I understand we already have it, thanks to the incredible work of Bill Main from WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. There's a lot of debate underway right now up on Capitol Hill with Senator Tim Scott's bill to reform police departments across the fruited plain. And Senator Dick Durbin, a white man, had this to say.
Over 400 years, that's how long slavery has, it's been since slavery came to our shores. And the racism that followed from it was part of it. Is still very much alive in America and seen in video after video. And these younger people are telling us once and for all, change it, grown-ups. You're supposed to be in charge. You're supposed to have the authority. So what we say on the Democratic side is we cannot waste this historic moment, this singular opportunity. Let's not do something that is a token, half-hearted approach.
Wait, what?
Excuse me.
Excuse you, sir. Calling a black senator's work, a black senator's piece of legislation, token? Why, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that is racism. Racism, I say, racism. But what do you expect from the party of slavery? What do you expect from the party that fought tooth and nail against the Civil Rights Act? Token legislation? Really? Really, Senator Durbin? All right. Well, I want to go to the Liberty University newsmaker line. The reason I saw this is because John Davidson, who is the political editor of Federalist, actually tweeted about it. John, good to have you on the program. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You gotta love the hypocrisy of these Democrats out there. It's just unbelievable what's happening up on Capitol Hill.
I mean, at the very worst, he owes Senator Scott an apology. Just a stupid thing to say.
Oh, of course it is. But again, it illustrates, you know, how insensitive they really are to these kinds of things. John, I wanted to chat with you about something that happened to the Federalist. Yesterday, you guys in the headlines over reports that Google had targeted not just the Federalist, but also Zero Hedge from receiving Google ads, which is a very profitable venture. There was a lot of controversy. Give us an update on what actually happened and where things are now.
Okay, I'll try to explain it as simply as I can. NBC News has something called the Verification Unit, which is sort of a weird Orwellian-sounding name. And a reporter, a London-based reporter for NBC News's Verification Unit, got a hold of some report that a left-wing media watchdog group in Wales produced that targeted the Federalists as producing bigoted, racist hate speech. And then NBC News reporter took this report to Google and said, hey, look, the Federalist is named in this report for bigoted articles, and they have Google ads. What do you think about that? In other words, NBC News colluded with this left-wing media watchdog group to cajole Google into taking action against us because of an article that I wrote. Now, what Google responded was that, well, there's no problem here with any of their articles. But there may be a problem with their comments section, which looks like it's unmonitored. And so there may be a problem there. Nobody from Google ever contacted us. Nobody from NBC News' verification unit ever contacted us beyond sending an email to our generic media at thefederalist.com. They never reached out to our editors or anybody on staff. And apparently where all this landed was that we had to reach out to Google to find out what was going on after we saw the NBC News story. And we've temporarily disabled our comments while we're working things out with Google. But there was never a problem with any article that we had written. The problem apparently was with the comment section being unmoderated, which is true of a lot of websites online, on both the left and the right. So NBC News got the story spectacularly wrong, but they got a story wrong that they were involved in creating in the first place. So this is a story really about a corrupt media, corporate media giant going after a smaller competitor and trying to get Google to take action against them.
Look, I'm telling you, these people are ruthless, John. When I was at Fox News, an NBC, MSNBC senior producer, who was also president and still is president of the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, literally led a lynch mob over to 1211 to demand my head on a platter because of something I said about the illegal aliens invading the country. And they make no qualms about it. They will try to take out anyone in the mainstream media, anyone in conservative media that they disagree with.
Absolutely. And there's another sort of level of irony to this. The original article that this left-wing media watchdog group in the UK flagged was an article I wrote recently in which I was criticizing the mainstream media's coverage of the riots and some of the looting that had happened around these Black Lives Matter protests and these protests of George Floyd's death. Essentially, I just ran down a list of mainstream media pundits and outlets that had been incredibly dishonest and disingenuous in their reporting about the riots. That was the article this media watchdog group said was bigoted and racist. So if that's the standard, well, you can't criticize the corporate media or you're a bigot.
Absolutely. And they make no apologies about this. It's either their way or, you know, they're going to try to shut you down. And I suspect Google backed off knowing how much blowback they were getting because, I mean, you know, Federalist is a very well-respected publication. I mean, you guys do terrific work over there. John, where are things at now?
Well, you're right that Google immediately backed off, and they did so publicly saying this report is wrong. The Federalist has not been demonetized. We're working with them with some issues about their comment section. As far as I understand, where things stand now is that we are fully in compliance with Google. Our Google ads at no point were taken down or demonetized. So the NBC story is completely wrong on that count. And our comments will be back at some point. There's some fine details in there to look at. But I think the larger issue, which has already attracted the attention of members of Congress, is that Google is essentially saying to us, you have to police your comments section, otherwise we're going to take your ads down. But Google doesn't do that for YouTube or any of its other properties. Some of the worst comment sections on the internet are on YouTube, which is wholly owned by Google. So there's a double standard at work here. If we're going to give Google special protections against lawsuits in federal law, then maybe there should be an expectation that Google extends that same courtesy to its clients.
Well said. Well, look, I think you guys did the right thing here by speaking out and doing so loudly. And that's what folks have to do, especially in the conservative media. And, you know, one of the challenges, John, and you know this being in conservative media, is that it really is balkanized. Everybody has skin in this game, and it doesn't matter if, you are a competitor or not. We have to set aside those differences and work together for the common good here, which is to make sure that nobody gets demonetized because of a disagreeable opinion.
That's right. And I'll say the important thing here to note is that as members of the conservative media, as political editor at the Federalist, it's my job to speak out. It's not hard or courageous for me to speak out. It's literally my job. But we're an influential publication. We get a lot of traffic. We have a voice. We have a platform. And so we can fight back. And what I worry about is when Google and NBC News and these other giant corporations start coming after individuals who don't have the power to fight back, whose job is not to speak out and to be outspoken, but if we're just normal, ordinary Americans going about their lives who express an opinion that runs afoul of left-wing orthodoxy at NBC News or Google or Twitter or Facebook or wherever, and they're the ones that get silenced and they can't fight back, that's what we need to watch out for.
Well said. Well said. And John, seriously, if we can be of any help on our platforms, you just let us know. We're happy to stand alongside and fight with you guys on this.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
All right, John Davidson, folks, he's political editor over at The Federalist, and he does have a point there because, again, if you have a lot of traffic, and look, ToddStearns.com, we got a lot of traffic. We have about 5 million people a month on our page. And about 6 months ago, we got nailed by these leftist fact checkers that Facebook uses. And it took us a long time, but we were finally able to talk to a human being at Facebook. And I got to tell you something. I was really pleasantly surprised because they heard all of our concerns. They took notes. They gave us personal emails and phone numbers. And we were able to work all of this out. And I think they were able to see that we had a pretty valid point here, that the things we're posting on Facebook are opinions. And they are factually accurate opinions. And for whatever reason, we were able to get that fixed. But by and large, and I know I get it from a lot of you folks. You send me your notes, say, Todd, I've been banned, I've been blocked, they won't let me share this or that. And that's hard for folks. And so we do our best to try and connect people, you know, with the folks we know over at Facebook. But I just want to say, as far as Facebook goes, they've been good to us. They have been good to us, and my hat is off to Zuckerberg and his team for at least trying to go the extra mile to stop this censorship. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's get to the phones. 844-747-8868. Sue listening to us in North Little Rock, Arkansas, listening to us on KARN. Now, Sue, I understand you had a problem with something a caller in the first hour of the program suggested, a Freddie who said that maybe it's time to segregate. Freddie, being an African-American man, said maybe it's time for blacks to create their own country. He also had some things to say about Colonel Sanders. But anyway, Sue, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I love your show very much, and I appreciate all you do for us. On his part, this is about the freest country you can live in. And if he don't like it, he has the option to move overseas. You know, and
now,
see
Sue,
how
this
free
is a
you'll
fair,
be
you know,
then.
This is an interesting point, Sue, because you're right. We are the most exceptional nation on the planet. We are the freest nation on the planet. And to your point, if you got a passport, Delta's ready when you are.
Yes. And about the labels, it's a shame what they're doing. And this is, you know, like I said, you no matter what color you are or what race or male or female, you have the, you know, knowledge to get the education, get the job you want. And this is the most, you know, best country there is to me. And also, you know, I'm ashamed of everybody acting up over these race issues. And, you know, and they're locking us down, you know, over like the coronavirus. But what about the protests and stuff? We
oh,
can't
you know,
even
Sue,
go to our churches or worship areas.
That's true. They're actually. And Sue, have you noticed how the narrative is shifting back to coronavirus now that President Trump is getting ready to hold the big rallies? Now, all of a sudden, the coronavirus cases are exploding. We've got to lock ourselves in our homes again.
And, and here's the part, I believe in Christianity, but I'm not a Christian, but I do believe in places of worship, and you have that right, since you're in the United States, to go to your worship areas and worship with your congregations.
Sue, I'm with you 100%. Thank you for the call. And
thank you,
folks,
and you have a great day, and I appreciate everything you do for us.
Well, thank you for those kind words, Sue, and thank you for listening to KARN. We love our radio affiliates. It really is sad, but this is where it's all going, and we told you it's going to get ugly, and I know a lot of you are frustrated. I know a lot of you are anxious. But I'm telling you that if we stand together, if we fight together, if we confront this evil that has taken over our land, and by this evil, I mean those folks out there perpetrating this lie that people have privilege because of the color of their skin. We're all children of God. We're all equal in this country. You can be whatever you want to be in this country. And how many times have we heard stories of some of the wealthiest people in this nation who were born into poverty, but they worked their butts off. They went to school. They started a factory. They sacrificed so that they could live that American dream. And it doesn't matter if you're a white man or a black man. It doesn't matter if you're Asian, if you're Hispanic. It doesn't matter. But if you get out there and you work hard, and favor is found on your work, then you're going to be a success. And beyond that, the definition, what is success? Well, success depends on who you are. It depends on your definition. For some people, success could be having a good job and having a wife and kids and a little house in a subdivision and having a backyard where you can plant a garden. Other people, it might be having a mansion or a big boat in the driveway. For some of you, it could be living in a condo or maybe living in an apartment, being able to travel all over the world. It depends on what your idea of success is. But don't you buy into this, folks. Do not buy into the narrative. We're not going to let you do it on this program. We're going to call them out. If you believe in white privilege, you're a racist. Plain and simple. That's what it is. It's reverse. It's not reverse racism. It's racism. And I'm telling you. Read my Bible the other night, went back and looked in the New Testament, and you know something I discovered, folks? The land, the ground at the foot of the cross, it's flat. We're all there. Nobody's ahead of anybody else. We've all got to go to the foot of the cross. That's the problem in America right now. People aren't doing that. Acting the fool in public. All right, good friend of this program, Ben Ferguson, coming up. We're going to talk about a church in Memphis, Tennessee, Hope Church. You're going to want to stick around and hear this story because I suspect what's happening at this church is happening at other churches around the country, too. 844-747-8868, our telephone number. We'll be right back. Bill Main, the boss hoss at WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. I have a question for you, sir. I don't want to mean to put you on the spot here.
All right.
But we've been talking about Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's. I'm just curious, if you had to take a wild guess, somebody came up to you and said, name the most racist cereal in America, what would it be? What would just top of your mind, what would be the most racially or racist cereal in America be?
Wow, that's a tough. I can't. I don't know. Do they have? No,
I don't. I would have guessed like Cocoa Puffs, Count Chocula, maybe. I don't know. That's not the answer, though. It's Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies.
Why is it Rice Krispies?
Well, according to a Black Lives Matter activist, Rice Krispies is a racist cereal because it has three white boys on the box of the cereal.
First of all, they're not boys; they're elves. Okay, so therefore, that doesn't even count.
You've upset the nerd. Why did you do that?
I mean, I'm just saying. Look at mythical creatures. Mythical creatures aren't white, black, or anything.
Now I've got to. I can't do this. Can't do that.
They just, well, the Black Lives Matter activist is just assuming that they're boys. I mean, we don't know what their pronouns are. We do
well,
not
that's
know
true.
The preferred
that is
pronouns.
Awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe slamming them at this point if you do
presumptuous.
That. Yeah, a little bit.
Speaking of that, you're not allowed to say Fruit Loops anymore, apparently. That's offensive to another demographic.
It's offensive to toucans, apparently.
Just want to throw that out there. And by the way, before we go to Ben Ferguson, if he's still on the newsmaker line,
if he's not gone
intro,
now, yeah.
Apparently, we have a huge debate on the Facebook live stream. Aunt Jemima, Mrs. Butterworth, they're telling us Mrs. Butterworth is not black. The bottle is actually transparent. And the company, according to a food expert who's weighing in on this, they say Mrs. Butterworth is not a minority. But technically, Mrs. Butterworth is actually amber. So,
well, I'll tell you this. She is a minority in the world of politics because she's transparent, and there are very few politicians who are. So,
all right. I'm going to Ben Ferguson now. Ben, are you still there?
Let me clear up this whole Aunt Jemima issue for you guys. What you should really be in trouble for is buying that crappy syrup made with a ton of corn syrup instead of actual maple syrup. So that's why I hate you if you buy it.
Now, okay. I like this guy because he's transparent. I can get
there
behind this.
Yeah.
I can go for
like,
that.
I'm judging you because you bought that crap to begin with.
All right. You know what? I'll give that one to you. Ben Ferguson, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot, the favorite son of Memphis, Tennessee, and has a great radio program on the competition. We're not going to say the name of the call letters, but we're honored to.
By the way, Todd, I'm a little disappointed in you today because I honestly thought you were going to give me some good Dixie Chicks racist liberal music when we started this segment. I don't know what's going on with your team, but surely you know that the Dixie Chicks are only going to be allowed to be played, those liberal racists that hated George Bush, for a few more days before they change their name. Y'all need to get on it here.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm hearing they're going to go by Dixie Gals or something of that nature. I don't know.
Well, Dixie is so racist. You can't be Dixie. I mean, if we're gonna say that Lady Antebellum has changed her name to Lady A because Antebellum houses are now racist, then by golly, the Dixie Chicks. I mean, they should have like a public burning of all their CDs, right?
Oh, that reminded me of something. Ben Ferguson, I don't know if you have this problem with your call screener, but we had somebody call up and thought call screener Avery, who's a good church-going Baptist, was a girl. And so one of our other staff here, Avery, suggested that maybe your nickname should be Lady A.
Lady A, yeah.
Lady A.
I'll vote for that right now. Let's just go with it.
Hey, Ben.
I have an illegal Cuban-American that does my call screening, so, you know, it's all real.
All right.
He's an illegal Cuban-American. You figure that out, and that's a mind screw for you.
We know.
For all the leftists out there, they can't even get their head around it.
You just triggered Tammy Sawyer somewhere in Memphis, Tennessee right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Ben, a lot of your listeners sent me something you had written on your incredible Facebook page. And folks, you should follow Ben Ferguson on social media. Great radio host as well. There's a crazy story involving a church here in the Memphis area called Hope Church. And there was the pastor, I want you to tell the story here, but the pastor sent out something for the parishioners, 75 things white people can do for racial justice.
Yes, and one of the things that the pastor of Hope Church sent out in these 75 things is to confront your relatives and friends that watch Fox News that have been radicalized to the point of being ISIS-like.
It's unbelievable. I want to read this verbatim here. Talk to the white people you know who aren't clearly upset by white supremacy. Use I statements and I care messages. They need to know you see a problem. Call them out and call them in. As a start, ask them to watch the videos. For people you know who've been radicalized by Fox News and other nationalist, not conservative media, who've been so pummeled with fear and hatred of the other that they've become ISIS-like towards others, how can you and other family and friends guide them through conversations to show that their actions are now in direct contrast with the values they feign to purport? I mean, basically, he's saying if you watch Fox News, you're an Islamic radical who's probably going to, you know, blow something up or fly a jetliner into a building, and you hate Jesus.
Right, and you're also a racist. Don't forget that.
Oh, yes, that too, yes. What's going on here? I mean, this is a very prominent church.
Look, Todd, you and I have probably the same mentality on this. I genuinely do not ever want to go to war with the church, okay? That's not my intent. How all this got started, so everybody listening understands, there's an organization called MICA in my hometown of Memphis, which has come out in a very bold and blunt way and demanded defunding of the police. If you go to the MICA website, they have partner churches that they partner with. On my show, I listed the churches that MICA has no problem using, right, as clout in the community. And I was very careful with my words. And what I said was, I said, look, if you give tithes and offering to any one of these churches, one of the churches I mentioned, with Oak Church, right? I said, you need to be asking questions about where your money is going, because it is going to an organization that is supporting defunding police. Now, I was very cautious and careful to make sure that there was not a mistake in how I worded it, because at no point was I saying that any one of the churches on this list of MICA members was individually advocating for defunding the police. And I wanted to be very careful because I didn't want anybody to be calling a pastor and telling a pastor, how dare you defund the police, right? Because it's this organization they're a member of. Now, my point was, you need to talk to your pastor, your church, about them being involved in an organization that is now advocating for defunding the police. So I get an email from Hope Church demanding a retraction because I stated on the air that Hope Church was in favor of defunding the police. Well, that's just not true. They were also incredibly condescending and told me I needed to learn how to basically fact check. And I then offered for the pastor, Rufus, to come on my show. That's all I said. I said I'd be more than happy for Rufus to come on my show, the senior pastor of Hope Church, and to talk about this. I didn't say I was going to do anything. They quote, respectfully declined, then continued to chastise me and demanded that I correct my mistake that I never made. So we, on Sunday, my producer, my illegal Cuban American, we literally listened to the entire radio show from Thursday and Friday where this had come up. I said, look, if I made a mistake and I misspoke and I did say that Hope Church is in favor of defunding the police, I'll apologize. But I'm about 99.9% sure that I was overly careful, cautious, and never said it. We went back through. Guess what, Todd? I never said it. We put all the audio together to play on the air Friday and made it very clear that we never said it. Well, while all this is happening, I started doing some digging on the Hope's website, and we found this post from June 4th, I think is what the date was on there, telling the members of Hope Church for their Bible study and small groups how to deal with basically anarchy, protesting, and all this going on, with a list to their white members telling them these X number of things that they need to do, which also, by the way, included giving money to Black Lives Matter, and also includes, if you watch Fox News Channel, you're basically an ISIS member and you've been radicalized and you're racist. Some of the other things on the list, if you look at, are watching TV shows which are filled with gay and lesbian advocacy, hardcore, as well as gangbanging, drug dealing, and killing of innocent people. If you look at the list of the shows that they say as a white person you need to watch to understand African-American culture. I also thought it was incredibly condescending for the pastor of Hope Church, Rufus, to advocate for white people to watch TV shows that put African Americans in this light. Why would you want to put African Americans in this light and assume that they're all a bunch of gangbangers killing and shooting and dealing drugs with these TV shows? It makes no sense. And that's where all this kind of exploded. Now, the pastor has not only not taken down that link, calling white members that watch Fox News people racist and ISIS-like, but they've actually doubled or tripled down now, sending an email out to all the members saying that I attacked him. I never attacked him. They came after me demanding a retraction. They put out this email to all the members trying to act like I'm the bad guy here and I'm the evil one, when all I did was literally say on the radio, any one of these churches that is giving money to Micah, you might want to ask questions about where your money's going, because this organization, Micah, is supporting defunding the police. And now they've come after
By
me.
By the
like,
way,
I'm
Ben, No. We get it. And we've got our staff over here. One of our reporters has been going through the list, calling up these organizations. One of them, Ben, is Union University, which is a fairly conservative Southern Baptist university in Jackson, Tennessee. Their Memphis campus is on that list as well. So, I mean, and again, they may not even be aware of what that money and what that support is being used for. But to your point, Ben, not only is it the police issue, they want to completely cut off and defund ICE. They don't want any local law enforcement to be involved with immigration customs enforcement.
Correct. And this is the reason why, you know, Todd, I try to be very responsible when I go on the airwaves and to not, you know, certainly put words in other people's mouths or go to war with churches. And that's the reason why I talked about every one of these churches, whether it was Jewish synagogues that are on this list, whether it's a Church of the River, Unitarian Church, whether it's the Catholic churches that are on this list, universities like you just mentioned, like Union. And I said, you need to ask questions of your church
or
organization that is involved in Micah, because my point was they may not know this, right? I doubt that Micah sent an email to all their members saying, we're coming out tomorrow morning at a Black Lives Matter rally to defund the police. I didn't think that they did that. And that's why I did this. But these pastors, they need to be held accountable when they spend your money and these universities that is going to an organization that is advocating for defunding the police. And to the pastor Rufus at Hope, you know, you came after me. You're the one that sent me the email. You're the one said that I lied about your church, which I never did. You're the one that demanded an apology for something I never said. Now you're sending out an email acting like you're the victim when you've now been busted for putting out radical ISIS, referring to some of your members as ISIS-like. And he says, well, I don't agree in his email with all the things on the list. Okay, well, then tell us which ones on the list you do agree with and which ones you don't. That's my question.
That's right. And Ben, earlier this morning, we reached out, knowing we were going to do this segment. We reached out. We invited the pastor to come on the program. We sent a list of questions that we asked for them to respond to, and that was one of our questions. We got a reply back from the pastor's assistant and said that they would be putting out a statement later this afternoon. But we, you know, again, we invited the pastor like you did to come on the show because, again, you're right. We don't want to go to a war with the church. But when the church is putting out information like this and suggesting that people who watch Fox News are like terrorists, that is a disturbing thing. I don't care if it's coming from a mosque or from a Baptist church or a non-denominational church.
Well, and again, to act like I'm the one that did all this, I didn't post that list. I didn't accuse the church of anything. I didn't say that the church was advocating for defunding the police. Now, if you don't take this list down, which is incredibly irresponsible, that just goes to pure arrogance of the church, right? I mean, this list should immediately come down off their website. It's still up there on their website in relation to their Bible study. It's absurd. It is also, again, for them to send out a letter accusing me of attacking them and slandering me, I'm going to respond. I talked to another pastor today, honestly, for guidance, and I said to him, I said, dude, what do I do here? I'm not trying to go to war with Hope Church. I want to make that clear, but I'm not going to allow this email, which is lying about what I did on my show, to stand to tens of thousands of members who think that I'm somehow lying about Hope Church. I'm going to go on the air, and I'm going to defend myself. And I'm going to call out the absolute lies in this email to the congregation.
All right, Ben, we got to leave it there. They're yelling at me. We got to take a break here. We will be listening. What time is the show?
4 o'clock, my friend. Thank you. And I appreciate you having me on. And we'll have you, you know.
Anytime.
We've always been good friends. And it's nice to support each other in this way.
You got it. All right, Ben Ferguson on WREC. That's the competition, folks, here in Memphis. But Ben Ferguson, great American patriot. Got to listen to that show. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
So a blind woman got banned from a park for talking about Jesus. We're going to talk to her attorney coming up at the top of the next hour here. Hey, real quick, I want to go back to what Ben Fergus and I were talking about here, because I think this is happening nationwide in some of these evangelical, non-denominational churches. It's happening in the Southern Baptist Convention, where these denominations are embracing this idea that white privilege is a sin, that if you watch Fox News, you're some sort of a radical akin to a white supremacist. And I'm curious, what do you tell people? And, you know, what do you tell people who go to a church like that? Maybe you are a member of a church and your pastor is preaching this kind of nonsense from the pulpit. What do you tell those pastors? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. And I'd like to take some calls on this in the next hour, because this is an issue. People are trying to convince you that you are a bad person because of your skin color. And this is coming from radicalized seminaries across the country that are spewing this evil from pulpits. This is just outrageous. The idea that somebody in a church house could stand up and say that people who watch Fox News Channel are radicalized, that that people like me are white supremacist, that's offensive. And that should be called out. And just because you call yourself a pastor doesn't give you the right to spew lies like this. I mean, really, what kind of a church would share things like 75 things white people can do? You know, what about everybody else? Why are you just focusing on white people? Shame on you, pastor. Shame on you, sir. And we invited you to come on this program to talk about this issue. 844-747-8868. ToddStearns.com is our website. We'll be right back. Stick around.